Welcome to show number 12 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by NorCalSportsShop.com. What is up, my people? Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Sports Card Show. Sorry about the small hiatus. We had a small issue with the computer. The computer that I record these podcasts on took a dump on me and was down for the count for a while, but I got everything worked out, and it looks like we're back up and running again, and this baby is lightning fast. There is absolutely nothing on this computer, and I've never seen things go as quickly. It's like having a brand new computer, so I'm kind of happy about it. So we're back, and we've been away, and thanks for everybody that emailed me, and I'm glad I was able to stay in contact with our best listeners during the break. But you know, during the break, we had a huge jump in listeners. I think we're up to 1,000 at least downloads or hits on our podcast in the last month or two, and that's really cool, and that's all because of you. And we're in the top 10 sports podcasts on podbean.com, and that's because we have some real loyal listeners that have gone and rated our show and made comments, and I want to thank you guys. You know who you are. But today, what we're going to do is break it off first with a little bit of news. First thing is first, and I know it's kind of an older story, but Tom Brady got hurt, and that, you know, as the season goes on, it, you know, if you're hurt, you're forgotten about, but someone like Tom Brady, it's kind of hard to forget about him. And I know life goes on in New England, but they are 2-0 at the moment. So, you know, we'll see how New England finishes up the season and whether or not they can make a playoff run or a Super Bowl run. You know, I wouldn't put it past them. If there's one team that can do it, it's probably them. But Tom Brady going down has a huge effect on his cards. More than likely, his card values will freeze a little bit, especially on some of his high-dollar stuff. They'll freeze only because a lot of people aren't going to sell them. You're not going to see quite as many people popping on their, you know, Contenders Autograph or SP Authentic PSA 10. Guys aren't going to just pop those on eBay unless they're really hard up for the cash. And you will maybe pick up a value here and there. And maybe if you know some people with these cards, you might be able to bargain with them a little bit. Because as we've seen with knee injuries with quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb the other day on Monday Night Football looked great. But last year, he was okay. I know he was just coming back from his knee injury last year. But it really takes, I think, 2 years. And Carson Palmer is another example. Although, man, being a Bengals fan, he hasn't thrown a touchdown. We haven't won a game. It's really looked really bad if you watch Bengals games. I went and saw a high school football game, and I saw more offense during that game than I've seen with the Bengals in the first 2 weeks. So hopefully they'll turn it around. I don't think the knee is a problem with Carson. I think there's some other things going on in Cincinnati. And maybe if you plug and played Carson on another team, he might be having a better season. I really don't know. But, you know, having a knee injury like Tom Brady does, we'll see how he comes back. He didn't really, you know, he's a lot like Carson. He didn't use his legs quite as much as someone like McNabb did. But we'll see what happens. I wish the best for him. It's, you know, thankfully, if the Bengals had a better record, I'd be excited because I think we'd have a chance this year. But since we're 0-2 and it doesn't look like we're going to be doing anything, I kind of feel bad Tom Brady's out of it because it really does kind of eliminate one of the best teams. But again, who knows? And I'm sure the kid that's in there, what's his name? Gosh, it slips on a Castle or something, Matt Castle. You know, I would say that his values have definitely blown up since he's come out and started, and a lot of people that may have been sitting on his cards or may have had them just in the box and are probably moving them on eBay, and you probably can get a decent amount for his card. So I wouldn't call that a great pickup unless you really are privy to the Patriots and you think they will make a playoff run and maybe make a Super Bowl run. Yes, his cards will go up. It'll be like a Romo thing back in like 2006 or whenever that was. So you want to keep an eye on that. Other bits of news, you know, a lot of rookies have been playing really well in the NFL too. You know, there's the kid Flacco out of Baltimore. We didn't get to see him in week two, and I hope that anybody's that is in the Texas or New Orleans or the southern regions of the United States, I hope you guys are all doing all right, and I hope the hurricane didn't affect you too much, and I hope if it did, everything will be back to normal for you guys. But we didn't get to see Flacco because their game was canceled, I think, against the Texans. And Matt Ryan had a pretty decent week the first week, and he kind of struggled the second week. But we'll see what happens as those two quarterbacks go forward, because they look like they're going to be starting. And there was quite a few other people that kind of broke out. Michael Turner had a really good week. He had a record-setting week, the first week of the season. And there's been a lot of other things, and I'm sure the prices have moved considerably on those cards. And it's kind of like the stock market today. Man, if you don't follow the financial markets, I'm sad for you, because they've been actually really exciting the last 3 days. We've seen the stock market, the U.S. stock market, plummet to new lows. And then I just checked about an hour ago, and it looks like things are getting back up. But a couple of the biggest financial companies in this country and in the world went bankrupt or filed for protection, and it's crazy. And I encourage you, especially if you're a younger listener, to maybe check out the Wall Street Journal or check out something like that, and just be aware of what's going on, because it's going to be your generation that's going to have to pay for all this stuff. Because I think we've built up so much debt, I'm going to be long gone before I pay for everything that we're spending our money on today. So that's just hopefully you're not listening to this on a Monday, because that would just crush it even more going to work. I hope I didn't ruin anybody's day there. But anyways, as for today's show, we're going to have a bunch of topics. Since we've been gone for a while, this show might be on the long side. So we're going to break it up. A couple emailers have sent me some excellent emails over the past few weeks. First one is first our emailer Fuji, who asked us, I think, about player worn jerseys, and actual game used jerseys. That's where the topic came from. And he also spurred the topic of sticker autographs and on-card autographs, and we'll kind of talk about the difference theirs, although we've covered it a little bit. I'll share my opinion. I have a pretty strong opinion on that topic. Another email is going to be from Ezra from Utah. And he wanted to know, he sent me a couple emails and some really good things. He's a Utah Jazz fan, and he was telling me about the Portland Trailblazers. And this was weeks ago. And I do believe the Portland Trailblazers. If you're into basketball and if you're a Blazers fan, I'd be really excited. I think that's a really good young team. And they have a really good young nucleus. And if they can work things out, the NBA changes very quickly, and we'll see what happens. The West is going to be very tough, but there's going to be some teams dropping off. You know, teams like the Mavericks and the Spurs and the Warriors and, you know, teams like that, and the Nuggets, they might be slipping the other direction, whereas teams like the Rockets and the Lakers and the Hornets, teams like that, and maybe even the Portland Trailblazers can slip up in there and maybe get up in there in one of those top teams in the West. And then you never know. You get in the playoffs, you never know. I would have never bet this year. This time last year, I would never bet the Lakers made the finals, but they got their things together. They even lost their best player, which I think is Andrew Bynum. I know Kobe, he's a great player, but you know, Andrew Bynum being a 7-foot center and being a very dominant player when he was healthy and he was looking great, and he's still young. I think he's only like 21 years old. So I hope he comes back and he plays a full season for us, because I think that might be the difference for us. That's for all you Laker fans. And if you don't have any Andrew Bynum cards, you want to get them soon, because his cards blew up and they're still fairly high. You're looking at over $100 for an SPX and like an SP Authentic and things like that. That's opposed to, before last year, they were selling in the $40 range, $50 range. But I remember some of those cards selling in the upwards of $200 and almost $300 range. Some of his Ultimate Collection stuff, obviously, is really huge. But you can maybe find some middle-of-the-road autographs or a jersey piece or just some kind of decent rookie, because he is a center and he is in Los Angeles, and that is the biggest team, not only in the NBA, but probably in the whole world. So you want to keep an eye on him if you don't already. And my SPX and my SP Authentics that I have on him are just waiting. Trust me, I'm sitting on some Bynum stuff. But that's another topic. And I didn't say the topic. I am so flustered today. I've actually felt more like a computer technician the last like 2 weeks. I've been trying to fix every computer in my house. I'm trying to hook up wireless, trying to do all these different things, and I really don't have that much experience with it. But I've opened up, you know, more computers and worked on more computers this week than ever, and I'm kind of out of it. So hopefully this show won't go in that direction, but we'll see. But Ezra's topic was, why does UD get more love than Topps? And I think that's an interesting question, and it could generalize it just a little bit, because UD might get a little bit more love in some areas and Topps gets some love in some other areas, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And we'll have a whole bunch more. We're actually going to announce our contest winner. Very lucky man that won the contest, and I've already contacted him, and he wants a very interesting lot of cards. So I don't have any in my collection, so I'm going to have to go digging. So, but we will announce another contest after this.
What's up, Negroes and Negrettes? It's your boy Warren G. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with the homeboy Mac 10. And we're going to lay a little something down for y'all, let y'all know what time it is, show you how we're keeping it real with it. You know, because this world is built on material things. We ain't tripping off that. We want y'all to know this. Check it.
I want it all. Money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains, and champagne. Shit, every damn thing. I want it all. Houses, expenses, my own business, a truck, and a couple of bins. I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers. And I'm balling every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all. Say that go Warren G with that envious stare. I love this game too much. I wish these haters wasn't here. It's a shame. We came
and
too
we are
far
back.
To turn
thanks
back
for sticking with me. We're going to announce our contest winner. I said he was a lucky man. That is because he emailed me one time and said that he appreciated the show and he enjoyed listening, and he listened to the podcast when he was at work or at school and things like that. And this is Marcus from Ontario, Canada. So yes, we have a listener from Canada, and he was a lucky man because we had some very loyal listeners that commented and voted for us on Podcast Alley and did everything. And I want to thank those listeners, and I'm going to reward you guys by giving you each, you know who you are, I'm going to give you each 25 free entries into next month's contest. And that's actually what I'm going to talk about now. Oh yes, and Marcus from Ontario, Canada wanted an Andres Bargnani lot of cards, and honestly I have like one or two, and they're not, I mean, one's a rookie and one's, you know, kind of a bait, like a rookie insert, so they're not that good. So I said I'm gonna have to go hunting on eBay, and not to spoil it for you, Marcus, but I don't know if I'm going to get you a lot of cards. I think I'm going to get you probably maybe one good one. So I think that might be better for you. Instead of getting a bunch of like base rookies, I'm going to get you maybe something kind of sweet. We'll see. I've got my eye on a couple things. You should be expecting it within a week or two. Lucky man. And I hope he contributes more to the show in the future. And I want to, again, thank a lot of you that commented. And John M. from Illinois sent me two amazing stories, and we're not going to share them on today's show, but probably we're going to save those. They're really good stories, so I'm going to save them for another time. But John from Illinois sent me two excellent stories, and John was the listener that suggested the greatest finds topic, and I don't know if we're going to have one today. I haven't really thought of it. I know some listeners have sent me a few, but maybe we'll cram that in at the back end. If we have time, we'll see. But this month's contest, I'm going to make it a short one since I was out for a while for you guys, and I'm really sorry about that. But let's run it to the end of the month. It's like September 18th, 18th, 19th right now. We'll run it for about 10 days. Same contest rules. So go back to show number 10, I think it was. Send me an email, vote on podcasts, Ali, comment and do things like that on Podbean. Give us some clicky action on some sponsors, do some things like that, and that'll get you some entries. And we had a lot of you with quite a few entries, some people having upwards of 50 or 60 entries. So that's why Marcus was a lucky man. He had one entry, and he popped it. 1 in 100, brother. You won it, and I'm glad. And Andres Bargnani, you're going to get something sweet, dude. And I'll let the listeners know what I end up getting for them. So that is our next month's contest. Again, just check back show number 10. Send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com, if you want links to all the sites that we're affiliated with, and you'll be able to hook yourself up with some entries. And that's about it for this segment. When we come back, it is going to be the Battle Royal time. We're going to compare sticker autographs versus on card autographs, and that's thanks to our listener Fuji, and that's after this.
Chillin' with the force like Obi, dick black like Kobe, watch me roam like Romy. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
What is up, men, women, and children? We are back, and we are going to compare sticker autographs versus on-card autographs. And if you're not privy to the difference, there is quite a difference. And sticker autographs are exactly what they seem. Basically, what they do is they give a player a sheet of stickers, which are either a hologram with the company's logo or something in the background hologrammed in, or it's some kind of, you know, now they're doing clear pieces of tape or clear stickers with some kind of, you know, holographic image in the background, and they're having to sign those. And those look a little bit more appealing to me. But you'll see both today, but most are edging more to the clear sticker. And I think that's a little bit better. And if you get on eBay, you'll see plenty of examples. Topps Finest, early Topps Finest, it's got the most gaudy hologram stickers you'll ever see on a card. And basically what they do is they get the player to sign all those stickers, and then they have those stickers and they can stick them really on any cards. And it's good for the manufacturers because they can acquire all the autographs at once, all very quickly, instead of a player signing a card and then moving the card out of the way, then signing another card and then moving it. They can just boom, go down the line on the stickers. And it allows the manufacturers to just get all the autographs maybe at the beginning of the season or whenever they're able to approach this player and get autographs. And then they can just stick it on any base set or any insert card or any autograph they want of that player throughout the year. They don't actually have to have the card manufactured. And that's a very, you know, it's a very cost-saving thing for the companies. And so in that way, I really don't mind, because the more autographs and the more things and products that raise the value of cards over time, I think is a good thing for the hobby. And if it can save companies money and allow them to, you know, add more product and get more players in and just do a better job delivering cards that people want, then I'm all for it. However, you do want to realize this is a hobby, and there's, you know, different levels of the hobby. There are people that, you know, don't care if it's a sticker autograph or an on-card autograph. Best example are usually kids or casual collectors. They don't care if it's an on-card or a sticker. But if you're a serious collector, or if you really want to turn the corner and maybe really, you know, make a really solid investment or have a really solid collection of cards to either pass down to your children or do something of that nature, then you want to pay attention, because on-card autographs are just a little bit more rare because they do cost the company a little bit more to obtain. So you'll see usually with on-card autographs, they tend to be more the elite players and things like that, or the more unknown players. And a product like Sage and Press Pass, those early football products, they often always have on-card autographs. And that's one thing that's very appealing about those cards. And people kind of hate on Press Pass and Sage and things like that because, you know, the Exquisites and Topps Finest and Topps Chrome and SP Authentic and Playoff Contenders, those are normally, some of those products are normally on-card autographs, and so they kind of diminish the values of the Press Pass. But if it's a truly great player, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, if Brett Favre had, you know, a Press Pass autograph rookie with him and his, where did he go to college? I don't even remember, Mississippi State or something. I don't know. I'm probably way off, but you know, if that card was around today, it'd be worth a ton. If Joe Montana had it, if any of these players had some of those early Press Pass autographs, they'd be worth a lot of money. So you want to keep that in mind. They might be actually some good pickups now, and down the road, the values will increase a little bit, you know. And that's something you want to keep an eye on. On-card autograph rookie cards have a very large premium, and there are a large faction of collectors that really pay attention to that. And you see it a lot in football. Baseball, I think you see it less. Bowman Chrome tends to stick to the stickers, and card companies like that have kind of gone to the sticker autograph, but you will see, you'll have to do your little research a little bit and try to find the company that puts out the on-card autographs for baseball rookies, because I think it changes year to year, and you might see some variations in that. So it's something that you want to keep an eye on, and those cards tend to hold their value, and if they don't hold their value, maybe they fly under the radar for a while. When other sticker autograph cards' values surpass that, then it will probably catch up, because you know, collectors of high dollar value cards want them all. You know, there's very few collectors that are willing to spend $1,000 on one card and not willing to do it again. It's because they probably have a lot of money, or they like to spend their money on you know, high value cards. So, you know, collectors want to get more of it. You know, there's a lot of big time collectors that have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of cards, and they spend hundreds of dollars a week, or maybe even hundreds of dollars a month on single cards, and you can amass quite a collection. So, you know, sticker and on card is something that you definitely want to be aware of. Another variation is actually the cut autograph, or they sometimes refer to it as the inlay. If you're not a deceased player, I guess, it's actually, I think, an inlay autograph, where they have you sign an index card or like a kind of a white piece of card stock or something like that, and then they cut out a section of the card and then they lay it over. SP Legendary Cuts Baseball has legendary autographs where they cut them off 8x10 photos or checks or something that the player signed in the past, and they basically cut that into the card, and it looks really cool, especially with some of these presidents and like Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson, things like that. But a good example in football, I think, is 2001 SPX football. I have a couple Chad Johnsons, and I remember seeing Michael Vick's and things like that. LaDainian Tomlinson has, where it's actually the player had signed a piece of a cardboard, and then they inlay the paper, the actual card over that with the image and the serial number over that. And I thought that was kind of cool. I think that, to me, I prefer that maybe a little bit to the sticker. I think that looks a little bit cooler, but companies aren't really doing that so much today, at least in the mainstream products. You don't see that quite as much, because I think centering is a problem. Sometimes autographs get cut off in that case, and it sometimes restricts it a little bit. And another variation, we talked about this on the last show, I think, was players actually signing Letterman patches, whether they were game used or not. And I think that, to me, is as good as an on-card autograph, because they're actually signing something that is a big part of the card. You know, that patch is probably the biggest piece of the card, bigger than the cardboard that surrounds it. So the fact that they're signing that, to me, that's as good. Whether they had they probably just have them lay out these letters and they go sign that and then they patch the cardboard over it. But to me, it's almost the same thing as them having it in their hand. So those are some things you want to keep your eye on with on-card autographs. And if you do pull one, you know, keep it in good condition and, you know, send it to PSA or BGS, and you know, hopefully you get a good grade on it. And those kind of things really do well, you know, grading wise, rookie card wise, and on the secondary market. So on card autographs are good. Not to say that if you have a sticker autograph of whoever it might be, some rookie, you know, it doesn't matter, it's still good. Don't trip, you know, don't go selling your Tim Lincecum sticker rookies right away. But if there's some on-card variations, you might want to check them out. And if you have some money to invest, go ahead and pop it off. But after this break, thanks again to Fuji for shouting that top pick out to us. After this break, we're going to shout out our next topic, UD versus Top. And this is another battle royal, duke it out, UFC style. We're going to battle it out next.
She was
Are you ready to rumble? Ooh, I shouldn't have said that because I think you got to pay that guy every time you say that. So hopefully that guy doesn't come knocking on my door. But it is time to battle off. UD in one corner and Tops is in the other corner. And this is a very interesting topic. And it's one that, you know, Upper Deck, we'll start with Upper Deck, and they started out in baseball. Most of you know the 89 Griffey is a huge card, was an even bigger card back in those days. And it started the company, and it really propelled it to new heights. And Upper Deck today, to me, it seems more like a basketball company. And I know they put out products and everything, but to me, they've locked up LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Yao Ming. They have a lot of big investments in basketball, maybe more so in other sports, especially because Michael Jordan, I'm sure that that costs them a pretty penny. They also have Tiger Woods. So they spend a lot of money on some big-time athletes and lock up some signatures and do all kinds of things. If you go to their store, their prices are absolutely huge for some of their stuff, but it is nice, and you know it's straight from Upper Deck, so it is a good thing. And I actually have bought some things not from the store, but actually on a wholesale level from the Upper Deck store, and it's always beautiful, and it's always packaged well, and it's always nice stuff, always framed up, and so you can trust them in terms of autographs. Now Topps has a much rich history. They go way back into baseball cards, and they have some of the, you know, the absolute most classic baseball cards, not just now, but probably forever. They have the designs, the Mickey Mantles, you know, all the big time players have some Topps cards. And so they have a little bit more history in baseball. And when I think of Topps, I more think baseball than anything else, although they have some excellent products throughout all brands. I think of them as kind of the leader in baseball because they also do Bowman and Bowman Chrome, and Bowman Chrome rookies are usually the best rookies that you can buy. And they also have Topps Chrome, which if Bowman Chrome isn't too good, then Topps Chrome usually is pretty good. And Upper Deck fills it in a little bit here and there. But, you know, I think it depends on what sport you can go with. You know, Topps obviously puts out some good basketball products as well. But their Bowman brand isn't quite what it is that it is in baseball, or football for that matter. So, you know, I don't know if I could declare a winner between these two. It kind of depends on what you're looking for. I think if you're the high-end collector, you're probably going to buy a little bit more Upper Deck stuff, because they have Exquisite, they have Ultimate Collection, they have SB Authentic, and they put out some other, you know, very high-end products that usually yield some pretty cool stuff every now and then. Whereas Topps, I would consider more the everyday man's brand, because you can afford the Topps Chrome and you can afford the Bowman Chrome, and those have some cards that go for hundreds of dollars. Guys that haven't even played a game on the major league level go for thousands of dollars. Orange refractors, or like, you know, the really rare refractors out of Bowman Chrome, I see go for thousands of dollars for, you know, average prospects or, you know, upper level prospects. So, you know, you do see some value out of both products, but, you know, if I were to declare a winner out of the two, I think I would declare Topps, because they do have some super premium products. You know, they do put out some higher end products that, you know, won't go over that like $1,000 level, but, you know, there are some products that they do put out, but it's really their mid-range products that I really like. The Topps Chromes, the Bowman Chromes, Topps Finest even is an interesting kind of break. Topps Triple Threads is kind of right there in the middle, and that's kind of an interesting baseball product. I tend to think that Topps kind of loads it up with the sticker autographs, and I kind of don't like that very much, but that's the reason why their products are probably a little bit more affordable. Whereas Upper Deck, you will see a little bit more on-card stuff and some on-card patch stuff, and that's probably why their cards are a little bit more expensive. So I think it depends on which way you're coming from it. If I were, you know, a low-budget collector, which I would actually consider myself a low-budget collector, I don't buy a whole lot of cards, and I don't spend big-time money on cards. I only buy under the radar people for the most part, or people that are somewhat under the radar, aside from guys on the Lakers and you know, some of the big time teams. I like, I will pick up some Andrew Bynums, although I don't have a Kobe Bryant rookie in my entire collection. I've had him in the past, and I remember buying him when he was 18 years old and selling him, and honestly I've moved on. So, you know, I would consider myself more of a collector that would favor Topps because I can afford a box, or I can afford their single cards because they're maybe a little bit more mass produced, or there's a few more sets with some quality autographs in it, so I can pop those cards on eBay or pop them on the pit or pop them, you know, wherever I buy some cards. So, and that's another thing is Topps has a lot of good base cards that, you know, base Bowman Chrome rookies and, you know, just certain base cards that are pretty decent at Topps, some Mickey Mantles and some, you know, they always, you know, they call it an air card or an SP card, but they always slip in, you know, the Jeter with the George Bush and Mickey Mantle and those kind of cards, and the cutout cards that they say are accidental. Topps always does some things like that to keep you interested. So if I were to declare a winner, I would declare Topps. But if I was collecting basketball cards, more than likely I'm buying Upper Deck products. But any other sport, it'd probably be a mixture. Baseball, I'm probably only buying Topps and Bowman products. And in football, it's a mixture of everything because you have Donruss in there that makes some excellent, excellent products. And, you know, the playing field on football is a little bit different than it is on basketball and baseball. So I would declare the winner for basketball, Upper Deck, and the winner for baseball would be Topps. And that's my bipartisan thing. And, you know, hopefully, if only our country could be more bipartisan, because I've heard an interesting thing in the past, and this is to segue hopefully into our next topic after I go on off on a little tangent here. But you know, we have two presidential candidates that are up for office up in a couple weeks. I think it's about 7 weeks away, Barack Obama or John McCain. And to me, it doesn't really matter who you want to vote for or who you want to win. I respect whichever party you want to vote for. It all depends on your background and your family and your economic situation and, you know, just your general perspective on life. So whoever you support and whoever you want to vote for, I totally agree with you and I support you. But what I would like to see is just have them both. I think we have two great men, two men with some really good ideas on both sides, two that are very much the same, but in the same way, very different. And I think it'd be great if you could just screw the vice presidents. They never do anything. I haven't seen John Cheney in 4 years, or, you know, 8 years for that matter. Just get the vice presidents out of there and let's bring these two men together and let them both be president, because there's enough things going on in the U.S. and in the world that two men, it's enough men for probably, enough work for probably 100 men, let alone two men. But I would actually like to see both of these guys in the office. And if we could only be that diplomatic in this country, it'd be a great day. But it won't happen, and we'll have one of them elected in a couple weeks, and it'll be a good day. Whoever wins, it doesn't matter. I think it'll be a good day, whichever ones win. So that's my little propaganda piece for you today. After we come back from this break, we're going to wrap it up. We've gone over the 30-minute mark, so I'm going to wrap it up with some love and maybe some, I don't know, I'll shout some stuff out to you guys. Maybe we'll talk about the next show. And that's all coming up after this. Yeah. Kids.
Coming fresh out that Pyrex pot, black Air Force 2s and the white socks fitting on my forehead. Try me, go ahead, I bring up the
bullet. You know, we're going to wrap it up for today. On the next show, again, I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. I have a ton of emails in my inbox, so I'm going to just filter through those and get to the topics that you guys have suggested to me, and I will get to those. So if you're waiting for me to talk about a topic, hopefully I will get to it next week. Just want to thank all of you that have emailed me. John from Chicago, Mike from Illinois, Rick, man, there's so many of you. Matt from Seattle, John from Illinois, just so many of you. Mark, just ton of you guys have emailed me, and I just want to thank all of you for keeping in contact with me, especially these last few weeks when my computer was down on the mat and down for the count. You know, make sure you keep contributing. Our next contest, did I even announce? You know, I think I forgot now that I think about it. I haven't even listened to the show back, but I think I didn't even announce the prize. What I was going to do, the prize is going to be somewhat similar, but maybe somewhat different. I'm going to either offer, again, $25 to anything at NorCalSportsShop.com. That's our website. If you can't, I'm not going to spell it out for you. Just do NorCal Sports Shop on a Google search, and I think we're number one. So check us out there. You get $25 there. I'm adding more cards as we speak. Now that I have my computer back up and running, I will get back on top of that. I have tons and tons of cards I need to add on that website. You get $25 there, or I'm going to do $25 to PayPal. So you can buy something on eBay or PayPal. Man, you can use PayPal almost anywhere. And if you didn't hear already, this probably should have slipped in the news segment. It may be already in effect, but at least by the end of the year, you can only use PayPal to pay for on eBay. I don't know if they're going to open it up to some other third-party payments. I think that's a little bit strange to me. I think it's a little bit closed-minded on PayPal or on eBay's part. Obviously, if you don't know, they own PayPal, so they make more money. So now they're going to be hitting you twice. So you will only be able to pay with PayPal. No more money orders, no more checks. Obviously, you could probably work something out on the side, and I don't know how that's going to work, and I'm sure eBay's figuring out a way for that not to happen, but you're going to have to use PayPal if you're going to want to buy or sell on eBay. At least now you got to be doing it, but at least by the first of the year, they're going to make sure you're going to be doing it. So, but I'm going to be giving you $25 to PayPal or $25 to NorCalSportsShop.com. Your choice, or even a half and half, or however you want to do it, 10 and 5 or 20 and 5. There's my math skills being shown off for you guys. So whichever you want to do it, I don't think I announced it on the contest earlier, but send me an email if you want the big votes, if you want the big money entries. You've got to email me sportscardshow@gmail.com. Just ask for the links. If you don't even want to say anything, just put links in the subject line and I'll know what you're talking about, and I'll send you some links where you can vote for our show, comment on the show, give us some clicky action on our sponsors, and hopefully that will work out for you guys. But that will run to the end of this month, October 1st. We will run a new contest, and we'll probably run it to the end of October. And we'll hopefully do something a little bit more creative. I ran a rerun of last month's contest only because it really did improve our listenership, and it improved our rankings on a lot of different podcast sites and things like that. So I want to thank you guys for participating in it, and I'm going to give you another chance to maybe we'll see if you can't dethrone Marcus. Maybe Marcus will pull a Lakers and go back-to-back on you guys. So we'll see. That will all be for another time. I'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for hanging with me again. Thanks to all my loyal listeners once again. I love all you guys. I appreciate you guys. Here's for some hobby love. Next time, hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about sports and more about sports cards instead of other things. But that will be next time. See y'all later. Have a good week or weekend. See ya.